It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wednesday, middle of the week. Good morning. We are one step closer to the return of the NFL. Dan Campbell will be on the show today, Lions head coach. Sharon Moore, Michigan's head coach, as well on today's show. Excited. This hour, John's Power Surge, NFL rankings as we kick off the season. Who's in? Who's out? We'll get to it bottom of the hour. A Lions Super Bowl question this hour. A lot to get to. John, I got to talk about how one NFL player may ruin my friendship with Mike Valeni. There is a lot to discuss today. Good morning.
That's all it takes.
Wait till you hear the story. John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. How are we doing on a Wednesday?
Good. I mean, we are one sleep away from the NFL season. We're getting closer to a great college football weekend. And how about this? Talk about the NFL. Last week, it was college football. No secret. And now this week, it's Thursday night, it's Friday, NFL, Saturday, college football all day long, and then Sunday, the official first day of, you know, all games all day, and then Monday night that I don't know about you guys, but I know I'll be able to watch.
Me too.
But if you with DirecTV across the nation.
Why are you laughing, John? There are people who are mad about this.
Oh, I'm sure they are, as they should be.
Make alternate plans. Do that. What's the thing? You sign up for the streaming service and make sure you remind yourself to cancel it later. I mean, there's workarounds.
Find a friend.
Or, as we talked about with the Tigers, some people have some pirated means as well that I'm sure will be using.
I wonder if you could jailbreak something.
That's what you call it.
Yeah. Jailbreaking. Yeah. Jailbreak.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's totally legal.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. You could do it. Yeah.
It's easy. You just jailbreak it.
Right, yeah. Here's the 12-step process. Okay. Thank you.
But I love the layout. Thursday night, Friday night this year.
Oh, I know. Yes. Overseas.
Brazil. I know there's some issues there, but it's football on our TV on Friday night.
Some issues.
But not for you and me on our couch. Yeah. Football on Friday.
Happy it's the Packers.
Sure. You hear stories like, hey, don't bring your family. Why are they playing this game? Either way, Friday night, Saturday we have...
They boo kids there. It's encouraged.
Just waiting for that. Saturday, I would tell you this is not a great Saturday for college football, but you get the marquee Michigan-Texas game. And then if you're feeling a little like, oh, we haven't got our full football fix, the NFL comes with a thunderous roar and the Lions play on Sunday night. It's a beautiful thing.
It's an exciting time of year. It's an exciting time to be alive.
Can I go backwards?
Sure.
30 seconds ago, you said Brazil is overseas. And I think this is one of those things with what's the right answer? I do. Like
it's
those things
not
that
overseas.
Come up that you can drive there.
I mean, I would.
You can drive to Canada, but technically it's overseas. Sure, it is. It's across the river.
Canada's not overseas.
overseas is.
I understand that.
Normally. See, and this is why there's not a right answer to this. In my perspective, Europe, Asia, you know, Japan,
Africa,
Australia, right. Africa,
Antarctica.
Okay.
I think this
most
is John,
likely it's overseas because there's no way in hell I'm driving all the way to Brazil and South America.
How far of a drive is
it? Hail to the victors and through all
I don't
those-
know. Yeah. Put it on Google
Rio
Maps there.
Rio de Janeiro. We'll get this. Give me a second to load.
But it is. It's one of those things, isn't it? Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm not calling you out. I don't know if there's a right answer. In the world of slang, it's kind of like a Seinfeld type thing.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really think that was going to spark a debate this morning. I do understand.
You said it. It didn't seem right to me.
Didn't seem right. I'm not driving there. So I mean, it's and I mean, like I'm not gonna. I don't really want to drive to California, but I know I can.
So how about this Twitter poll? Do you consider Brazil overseas?
Sure. Why not? Something we can keep in the background. Update throughout the show.
What's the driving distance?
I can't get the driving distance.
See, it's overseas. Even Siri agrees.
Well, this claims and this. Okay, these are flights. Flights. It's like 15 hours. I need to get a drive.
it literally won't.
Well, it just reverts me back to my current location, which is not helpful. Rio. No. If one of you wants to try it on your phone.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do the point to point. Like we'll have to, drive to some point in Mexico, some point.
And add them up.
But I imagine there's a bridge over the Panama Canal, right? I mean, that's really your only place where you would have an issue potentially.
Well, I got to believe that I have no freaking idea, nor do I care. But I got to believe when they created the canal, they didn't separate the two continents without having a place to drive. I don't know.
It's 4,000 miles.
4,000 miles. Is that as the crow flies? It's not as driving because...
Well, the miles are the miles, right? Factual
the driving
distance.
Miles would be way
more. Yes, way more.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Heather's like, why did you say that?
What is Bronner's?
Yeah. You would start by going, you wouldn't go through Ohio because you could go through Indiana.
Okay, right? Tom.
I'm not going to start that trip off by having to go through that state.
I think Heather put it best. Who cares? It's a poll question. If you'd like to play along, maybe in a break we find a way to calculate this for you. If you're really curious, the NFL will kick off this week. That was the point. Quick note on the Tigers, John. They didn't play last night, but I think people are keeping an eye on just how close things are. You heard in the update from Chris Villar. Royals have dropped 7 straight games, meaning the Tigers picked up a half game. They are 4.5 out.
I don't even know. It is what it is. This is about the only thing I can say about it because when you look at all of the teams that are ahead of them, and I'm not even going to talk about the Yankees because they're like 10 games ahead of where the Tigers are. But the Twins were at the cut line. They're one above, and now Kansas City is right there. And Detroit is technically next in, 4.5 back. They have a head-to-head with the Royals. And we were doing this little game. Who do the Royals have in the next 6 games? I don't remember what we had talked about.
The Twins, of course.
The Twins. So, whoever wins in that series, whoever wins game one, we should be rooting for to sweep the series. Because both of them are right there. Obviously, it would be easier for Kansas City to get swept because they're closer. Minnesota is one game further away. But you could wake up after a great football weekend Tuesday morning and the Tigers are literally 2 back of the cut line. Now, that's if all goes right.
Tigers still have to play the Padres a couple times this week.
Right, yes. And the A's, who nobody's looking at the A's as a huge threat, but the Tigers have not, historically done well with the A's. So, yeah, I mean, that's where it's at. And it's exciting if you want it to be. It's also kind of annoying that they're not able to win when you have such a great opportunity because whether it was Yankees, Twins, Royals, Tigers, Red Sox, Mariners, everybody in that wild card race has lost.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants to win this.
Right.
It's a little bit like, and people have made the comparison to the hockey season.
It's not at all like it.
Where nobody wanted to win at the end, right?
Well, yeah, okay. In regards to that, sure. We're not necessarily at the end yet. We're getting close.
No, but and it's also different because the Tigers are fighting uphill, whereas the Red Wings were falling down.
We're rolling down.
Picking up speed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, one Google search says, you can drive all the way to Panama. However, you will face a hard stop and have to take a ferry because Colombia and Panama do not have any roads connecting them.
Overseas!
There's something I never heard of, too, in between North and South America. It's called the Darien Gap. And it's like it is regarded as one of the most treacherous, dangerous parts of the entire world. And basically, this explanation says there is and I know this is going to cause a dispute on Ticket Test. There is one land bridge, but I don't believe you would be able to use a vehicle.
Oh, so you'd have to like...
Yeah.
You have to get out and take your...
Take a walk, a hike. Like,
your donkey?
Sounds like where the Predator is at, an original Predator, but they're at region of the world.
So you ditch your car, and then you have to like rent a car in Central South America to finish this job? Yeah. You probably just take a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, overseas.
Sorry.
I think we have narrowed it down.
Do you feel like vindicated? This was kind of a weird sidestep for the show. Do you feel vindicated in all this? Because you were living first on your heels. I really thought we had you, that it wasn't overseas.
I wasn't trying to bully you.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Segway.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a bully later.
Okay.
Costa got bullied last.
Coming up next, Mike Valeni, our friendship is at stake over one NFL player. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1.
It's NFL week. I've just been talking about it. We've been talking about it all week, and why not celebrate it with America's number one sports book, and that is FanDuel. They've got something special and something unique that we haven't done now through September the 22nd. All FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Maybe this is your ticket while this whole issue's going on with one of the streaming services. All FanDuel customers, all you got to do is bet $5 and you're going to get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you're going to be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can cancel at any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen. Download America's number one sports book. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's early, but 77% of you consider Brazil overseas.
Yes.
You can vote Costa and Jansen on Twitter. We learned this morning about the Darien gap.
Hey, we try to educate as much as we do to entertain.
The NFL will kick off their season Friday night in Brazil, which is why it even got a couple minutes of airtime this morning. John will have his power rankings. We call it the power surge to kick off the NFL season. That's at 6:35. We have a Lions Super Bowl question that follows.
Mm-hmm.
John, fantasy football can tear people apart.
Well, just like it'll tear your life up, or it'll just tear up a relationship.
It may ruin friendships. So I'm in a fantasy league with TJ Lang, Mike Valeni, and others. And last night was our auction draft.
High rollers.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man, you have the owner of a professional sports franchise. I mean, you've made it. You've certainly made it.
That's one way of interpreting it, sure.
Wow.
So TJ's in it, Valeni's in it, and some other people that I've kind of gotten to know only through this league. But our auction was last night, and an auction draft takes hours. You bid on players. You can get anybody you want if you're willing to pay the price. John, I'm really high on Saquon Barkley this season. I think you are too. I think he could have a really big year.
Yes. Yes. I'm not going to talk too much about it because they may or may not be in the power surge.
Barkley is behind the best offensive line in his career. The opportunity is there for him to have another big season as a bell cow. If you're a fantasy person, I'm really high on Saquon Barkley.
Got to stay healthy.
That's key for any of these guys.
Injuries have been a big part of his story since he left Penn State.
You're right about that. So in this league, without overcomplicating it, certain running backs were just unavailable because they were already on other teams, contracts, whatever. You couldn't get Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh.
No access to Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Breece Hall, any of the elite guys. Saquon, to me, was the only elite guy available. Mm-hmm. And I had set aside a big pot of money to go for it. And Valeni sniffed that out. And he bid me all the way up to my threshold and then $2 more. And I really debated sticking this guy with Saquon Barkley because as a Giants fan, he has seen all of the injuries. And to stick him with the bill would have been great. But
Especially since Saquon just said, you know, F you to the Giants.
I know. It would have been. It
would have been epic.
So, John, it got all the way up to, we have a $200 cap. It was a $70 player. I said, 70, boom, get my guy. Mike let it sit for one Mississippi going once, two Mississippi going twice, 71. And I'm going, you don't want him. You don't want him.
Then give him to
going
him.
Going once, going twice. I really like this guy. I'm going to be stubborn. And he knew I was stubborn.
Let emotions get involved.
Go get your guy. $72 and overpay for Saquon Barkley. If he has a great year, everything's okay. If he has a terrible year, I don't know if Mike and I are going to make it through the fall doing this podcast together. But you're with me. You could have a big year.
Mixing business and pleasure. Never a good thing.
And it squeezed me out at receiver 3, so it's going to be a tight battle.
Because you've talked about your team, and you've got one Jamar Chase, right?
Yeah, and if he holds out,
Oh my goodness.
I'm living life on the edge.
Jamar Chase decides not to play. Saquon goes down with a hangnail, and you are...
Then I donated to this high rollers league. How generous of me.
But you did the right thing with Chase because you own him for life if you want, right?
Yes.
And that's the thing here.
Very possessive.
Yeah, that's maybe I don't want to phrase it that way.
Gosh.
I have him on my fantasy roster.
Brazil overseas. Hey, real quick, though, from the geek perspective.
Yes, and then we'll move on.
Was Barkley bid on before you already had Chase secured?
I had Chase before Barkley.
Oh, you let him get you. You let him get you. You should have stuck him with him because at that point your payroll was getting too high with just two players.
Yes, but I had some cheaper guys that I could offset it. I wanted to go big game hunting. I wanted to get two studs this season, and Barkley was one of them. Justin Jefferson was another, but once I got Chase, I left Jefferson for others. Etienne was the only other back I would have considered, and guys, he went for $45. So it was not a fun night from a bankroll perspective.
That's $27 more.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for doing the math for me, Tom. That's the receiver I'm missing, Tom. And I can blame Mike Valeni for it because he's not a friend. And that's what I learned last night. He is not a friend.
Took you a while to get there. Yes. Is this league called the Valenti League with Costa?
Thanks, Mike.
The Valenti League.
No kickers, right?
No kickers.
Yeah, he won't allow kickers. I know, John, you'd like that.
Oh, yeah, that's as it should be.
We still have defense, but no kickers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Well, some people have phased out defense in their league. Half-point PPR, I think Barkley's a monster. I'll ride into the sunset with Saquon Barkley. What could go wrong?
Half-point PPR.
Yeah, that's half-point per reception. Oh, you don't play like any of this stuff.
No.
So point per reception, you get a point every time they catch the ball. That's standard. This is kind of a throwback, old school, where running backs are more important, so I treated it as such.
Yeah, well, hopefully it pays off for you.
Well, hopefully it does too. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Jim, it is official. You will not have the opportunity to boo Matthew Stafford's kids because Kelly Stafford and her family will not be returning to Detroit for the Lions season opener with the Rams. During an episode of the Morning After podcast, Kelly confirmed she'll watch the game in Los Angeles with her children.
Was that Matthew?
I think so. Yeah. I think that was him. Yeah, I don't know who she was talking to, but it has to be, right? Like, yes. That's what makes sense.
Yes. So, yeah. Yes.
They won't be there.
Whatever you say.
Thank you for phrasing it that way, Heather.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nike unveiled its line of NFL team running shoes on Tuesday, and this year's shoes is the Nike Air Zoom Pegasus 41 Road Running Shoes. And the Lions, the color of the shoe matches the signature Honolulu blue. It's
They look pretty cool.
Yeah, they do. They do. They've got the Lions logo on it. They retail for $150, and you can go online and purchase them on the Nike website. I think they look.
Yeah,
they look cool.
They look really nice.
The blue is great. They look nice. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of those.
Pricey version of that shoe, but yeah.
Sure, it is. But good running shoes are pricey.
Yes.
What do they go for?
$150.
Yeah, well, that's what these go for. Yeah, not the actual Air Pegasus.
I mean, I feel like a good running shoe is going to be $100 or more, so it's not like ridiculously more.
I mean, it's not, they're not cheap shoes.
It's like spending $72 for a running back versus $45.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yep. You know. If his profession as a football coach falls through, it appears that Dan Campbell could have a career in Hollywood. So he is putting his acting chops on display in this new Applebee's commercial where he stars as a server channeling his inner football coach, right? So as he's taking an order, he covers his mouth with the checkbook like a play caller would do with the play sheet during a game. And he urges the customers to also do the same because somebody could steal their order. It's a cute commercial. I think a lot of people, like, I haven't seen any bad reviews of it. I mean, I think he did a great job. I think it's comical. It's funny. It's
these are
endearing.
Even funnier behind the scenes when the team finally sees it and he walks into the first team meeting room. I guarantee you they had some fun with it. That's
awesome. I'm sure. Novi police say that they are working around the clock to investigate that fatal shooting of a 14-year-old boy at the Michigan State Fair on Saturday. Like we talked about yesterday, they do know that the conflict between the two parties involved started before the gunfire erupted, right? This was a sounds like a long-standing conflict that took place in other communities and then finally, unfortunately, boiled down right there at the parking lot. They do say that the surviving victim, the other 14-year-old who was shot, was scheduled to be released from the hospital on Tuesday. They have yet to identify a suspect, but they said they do have an idea of what sparked this dispute and prompted the shooting. So they're trying to get this solved, figure out who did it.
Sad.
Yeah, very sad.
And that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John, you got to put six teams into the power surge. Your NFL power rankings season begins tomorrow. NFL Eve, it's 97.1.
Going into the fall, especially on the heels of the storms that we had last week, happy to know no leaks in my roof, my house, my family is protected, and that's because Rapid Roofing came out last year, gave me a new roof, ripped the old one off, which it was leaking. And knew we needed a new roof for a while, ripped it off, remade the repairs, put a new roof on, cleaned everything up, and we're gone in just one day. Mike Beatty and his company came out. It was impressive from start to finish. Loved the team and absolutely loved the job that they did. Now going into winter, I don't have to worry about the roof. You can have the same service. You can give them a call, Rapid Roofing at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. If you want to find more information and how involved they are in the community, especially with the Wounded Warriors Project, you can find them on the web at rapidroofing.com.
All season long, we'll keep up with John Jansen's NFL power rankings. We call it the power surge.
So this is where I get a chance to tell you exactly who I think, 1 through 6, where they rank, doesn't matter division, doesn't matter conference. This is simply the best the NFL has to offer, but it's all in the moment. And it's a little bit difficult, right? This is kind of like the preseason top 25 in college football. We don't have a lot to go on. We do have some preseason games, but some starters played, some didn't. Here's the thing that's a little bit unique to this year, and I don't know if I'm have missed it or not, but there's really not been a devastating injury. We don't have a number one running back that has been lost for the season. I mean, we did have a guy shot in the chest, but
flesh wound, he's fine.
He's back working out.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing to me. And we haven't had any quarterbacks, really any offensive linemen go down. So not a lot of change from what I did this about a month ago when we introduced it, but the teams that are going to get a lot of eyeballs this weekend that are on the precipice of being in the top six, but they didn't make it just quickly. Cincinnati, not in the top six. And some of that is Ja'Marr Chase. Don't know if he's going to be on the field or not. He's still a hold in. Cleveland have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Just not sure if they'll be able to put it together offensively. Green Bay, kind of a hot team now. Everybody wants to talk about Jordan Love. Until they prove it down in Brazil, I don't know if they are deserving of being in the top six. Atlanta, with all of the free agent moves that they have made, and obviously the quarterback controversy that they have going on. It's not really a controversy, but Kirk Cousins, are they able to unlock Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and the, you know, receivers that they have there? And then the Rams, who we will see week one here in Detroit. And a little bit of them will be, can they stay healthy? What's the defense like without Aaron Donald? And we know that, hey, Dan Campbell said 2 days ago, happy that they don't have to prepare for an Aaron Donald defense, which I am as well. So number six for me, here's where some of the movement has happened. Number six is San Francisco. And I have them at six because Trent Williams is just now landing in San Francisco to get ready to go up, get up to speed and play football. And he hasn't been. He is right next, right there with Penei Sewell, one of the best tackles in all of football. But having missed some time myself, I know that it's mentally, he'll be just fine. Physically, how will he be in the fourth quarter? The only way to get in football shape is to play football. You can run, you can lift, you can do all of those things, but you can't get in football shape without actually playing football. So, and obviously, Ricky Pearsall will not be available in week one. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Brandon Ayuk, fresh off of the new contract. He was a hold in, but how will they manage everything? And I didn't really like how Brock Purdy played in the preseason. It is preseason, but I did knock him down a notch. The team that moved up in my power rankings for not doing anything is the Houston Texans. I think this is a team now with Stephon Diggs, and I thought Greg brought up a great point the other day. The honeymoon is still on, and he could be good there for a year, maybe two, before things get worn out. We saw him get worn out in Minnesota. We saw him get worn out in Buffalo. Will he be able to be third wheel behind Nico Collins, Tank Dell? Tank Dell is healthy, and I think C.J. Stroud is set up for a big year. Defense, I think they are second year of Will Anderson Jr. I think he's going to be rocking and rolling, and they signed Danielle Hunter. So I've got them at number five. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. And I am this is one that I will be watching with great anticipation. Saquon Barkley behind that offensive line with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, and I don't care what happened at the end of last year. I think he's a good leader. And no more Matt Patricia defensively. I think they're going to be rocking and rolling. I think they hit the ground literally running. and with the receivers that they have, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Goddard is their tight end. And then you throw Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts all in the mix. I think they're loaded offensively. Number three, the Baltimore Ravens. They're a team that continues to knock at the door. I know that they're always going to play a physical brand of football. They're going to be a team defensively, obviously led by Roquan Smith, Matt Ebukwe up front. They are, they're going to always be a good defense. They're always going to be in the game. And when you have the reigning MVP, two-time MVP, you pair that with Derrick Henry. Do they run the read option?
How do you stop it?
I don't know how you would stop it. And the question is, can Lamar Jackson be the passer? That's kind of always been the question. And does having Derrick Henry take a little bit of the load off of Lamar Jackson of having to run the ball, does it allow him to continue to develop as a passer? He is much better now than he was when he came into the league, and credit him and the coaching staff for developing him as a passer. Number two, our Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, I'm as high on the Lions as anybody. Obviously, I'm still holding tight to the 14 wins. They have come through the preseason, and yeah, we've had some injury scares. Jahmyr Gibbs, Penei Sewell. Is Frank going to be able to stay healthy at center? I think they are set up for a monster year. I can't wait to see this offense, but more importantly, I can't wait to see the defense and how much better it is. Aaron Glenn finally has some tools to play with. pressure is on him now to go out there and devise a scheme to put Aiden Hutchinson in a position to be successful, to put Jack Campbell in his second year in a position to be successful. And we all know the secondary, that's going to be where all eyes are. And I'm excited to see how the young players play. Number one, there's no secret, till they're knocked off their perch, it's Kansas City. Their team, I mean, they've gone and solidified the offense a little bit more. Rashee Rice, a little bit of question, off-season issues.
He's going to play, though.
He's going to be playing, but how long is he going to be playing? Marquise Brown, Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster coming back to Kansas City. To me, they're a team that is set up for, obviously, success with Patrick Mahomes. Anytime he takes the field, they are the prize of the NFL.
Yeah, the Chiefs belong at number one. They've won three Super Bowls the last 5 years, back-to-back. They have a great defense. And the only knock last year is the receivers weren't helping them out. And you just touched on it. They really made a concerted effort to give them not only receivers, but some field stretchers. Yep. Worthy's a guy that gives them the vertical element. You want to push those safeties back. Same deal when Hollywood's healthy. Opens it up for Kelce, Pacheco on the ground. They become an unstoppable offense once again to go with the defense. Lions at two. Love it. Love that we're going into a season where the Lions are the biggest threat to knock off the Chiefs, Ravens, Eagles, Texans, and I was a little surprised you bumped San Francisco down. I thought you would bump them up because they got those guys back.
I just think they got them back a little bit late. Week two, sure. Now, I mean, obviously Monday Night Football, we'll see what is the Jets.
You didn't even mention the Jets.
I didn't mention the Jets. They are just below those five teams that I had mentioned. And I just don't know Aaron Rodgers. Is he still the guy that we saw for so many years in Green Bay? Or is he what we saw the very last year in Green Bay where he set a career record in interceptions?
I'm high on the Bengals this year. So is Tom. How big a deal is this Chase thing? Like, it's game week. He's not practicing. He has 2 years left on his deal.
And they're a team and an organization that is very stingy in regards to contracts.
So where does this go, this game of chicken, where he's set out of your college football? He could say, I'll get fined. I'm not making enough for it to really hurt me that much. It's worth it sitting out to get $35 million like Justin Jefferson, and we know the Bengals don't want to budge. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't understand the point of doing this at this point. They need him. The other thing is they lost one of their tackles in the preseason. It might actually have been one of the bigger preseason injuries. I'm still high on them because I just believe in Joe Burrow, and they were 9-8 last year, and he missed significant time. So I think they'd be foolish not to get Chase in there. I wanted to go back to that Rodgers and the injury thing. Yeah. I think it's one of the biggest question marks heading in the season is how do Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins bounce back from Achilles injuries? I mean, you see this is a real big problem for basketball players. If you get that injury at that age and you're mid-30s or beyond, and you dealt with it, I think it might be harder than we're thinking.
Well, yes, but both of these guys are experienced enough. And Aaron Rodgers, to me, is a guy, he's made some plays. He's not a statue, hasn't had to be a statue. He is a quote-unquote mobile quarterback. He's not going to be lighting it on fire in terms of yards on the ground. But I think he's a guy mentally that it's not going to affect him, and he's going to be able to distribute the ball, get rid of the ball. I just don't know. I just don't know.
It's a harder thing to bounce back from athletically once you get to that age.
I would say, but those two don't rely on their athleticism, Kirk and Aaron Rodgers, which it's going to be mental processing, getting the ball out.
Your natural instincts, though, take over, and if he tries to do something he's naturally instinct to do and then can't do it,
then your season's over.
Right. Well, yeah, but I don't think the risk of re-injury is not what you're talking about. The risk of just not being able to perform to the level that he has before.
Last note on Cincinnati, not to do Cincinnati radio, pay the guy. You know what the market is. Everybody else is settled. You want him there long term. Do what the Lions did. It was 2 years early on Penei Sewell. You believe in your guy, you pay him, you take care of him. Cost only goes up.
I'd love Joe Burrow to say something, actually. Because then it becomes his organization and no more of this cheap stuff that you were referring to. They are. They're known as a cheap. Why you don't play that game. When you have a superstar, you pay him in the NFL. It's just stupid.
But for now, they're on the power outage. They're not in the power surge.
Power surge, week one.
Check it on Wednesdays. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. And it's right in the name, All Day IPA. Here's what you get in your beer. It's a refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer, easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, oh man, NFL season's here, college football's here. If you're tailgating, at home, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on those game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. You can find it in the big house. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
We will talk to Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore at 7:35 this morning. It is Texas week. The big game in college football comes to Ann Arbor. John, we just did the power surge where you had the Lions number two. You are not alone. There's a lot of love right now for the week one NFL power rankings. Pro Football Talk has the Lions number two. The Athletic has the Lions number two. Bill Simmons with the Ringer has the Lions number one. Mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated, they put him on the cover, number one. ESPN, number four. NFL.com, number four. CBS Sports, for some reason, has him all the way down at seven. But for the most part, this is viewed as one of those elite teams. Got a stat that puts it in perspective. Vegas, teams to win the Super Bowl. This is from Evan Abrams Action Network. 10 of the last 11 Super Bowl champs have been listed 12-1 or shorter in the preseason. The teams that qualify, Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, and Lions. They are in the Super Bowl tier by damn near everybody. So our question today, biggest reason they win the Super Bowl and the biggest reason they don't. You can answer one or both questions. 248-539-9797. John, biggest reason they win, biggest reason they don't. You have to answer both.
So biggest reason they do is the defense. They're able to pressure the quarterback. I think the offense, we know what we're going to get. I think we're very confident that that is going to be something you can hang your hat on and say, yeah, offense is going to be very productive. They're going to be putting pressure on other teams early and often by scoring points. The defense of being able to pressure quarterbacks, and not just pressure quarterbacks with Hutch, McNeil, Davenport, and then you throw in the way that they're using Derek Barnes, Jack Campbell, guys with great athletic ability, and then the improved secondary. And how long does it take for Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw to get up to speed to be NFL corners? How long does it take for them to develop the chemistry that you need for four, five, six guys in the defensive secondary to be working as one single unit to be able to cover everything, adjust, make adjustments on the fly? That's going to be the biggest question. But if they are able to be a much better defense and they're not ranked last or next to last in pass defense, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's also the same reason why they don't. If it takes too long for that secondary to get up to speed, to be working together, if they don't find a way, if Marcus Davenport does what he's done in the past, and you get a little excitement early on, but he's hurt. DJ Reader, right? He's back out of practice. Is he a guy that can stay healthy and be productive? How much do blowing both quads over the last couple of years, how much does that take a toll, and how does his production drop off? Is he the same? Is he not? Can he even be back there? That's the question. I don't know. Defensively, if you get a couple of guys hurt, I think they have similar players to step in, but it's a matter of production. James Houston, can he be what he was as a rookie? 7 sacks in 8 games. That to me is remarkable. I don't expect that same pace. But I do want production out of James Houston. And then the big question on the defensive line, the all-pro that we've never seen, Levi Onwuzurike. Is he able to contribute? And I say that jokingly because everybody's praised
him. Yeah.
In year four, we have yet to see what that looks like. We didn't see him in the preseason. We haven't seen him in 3 years. Is he able to add to this defensive front? And on what level? And if he's hurt, Marcus Davenport's hurt, Reader's hurt, like you start going through some of the injury history, there's a big risk. And Carlton Davis.
Yeah.
How often is he available? He's CB1, right? Until proven otherwise, which he could be proven otherwise.
Right. Or unless he's hurt, yeah. To your point. Yeah.
So that kind of the same reason why they win the Super Bowl is the same reason that they don't.
So a lot of emphasis on defense. Specifically secondary?
Yeah.
But the D-line, it's all in connection, right? Yeah. The relationship between the pass rush.
And the easy answer for why they don't is an injury to Jared Goff.
Well, yes.
Like, okay, let's put that out there now. Please don't call and say, well, if Jared Goff gets hurt, they're not winning the Super Bowl. No crap.
Some early ticket texts that I'll give you mine. Reason they win, Jameson Williams lives up to the wide receiver 2 position. Biggest reason they win, they take basically a top 5 offense and make it unstoppable. Make it maybe the best offense since the greatest show on turf. The biggest reason why they will win the Super Bowl, Dan Campbell's aggression on fourth down is both the biggest reason we win or lose the Super Bowl. Do you want him to change?
No. No, that is who he is. That's how they've gotten here. Now, he can tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe with Jake Bates that you have somebody that can kick and be reliable as a field goal kicker, you could tweak it a little bit. But I still want different times where, yes, he is going forward on fourth down. Can you do the same thing in terms of faking punts? They've done more than anybody else. But they've been successful, but when does that luck run out?
Yeah, I think you always reserve the right to judge, but for the most part, I like what he's done. And you know, there's a play here or a play there that I thought was reckless. But for the most part, I defend fourth and short with this offensive line, with this offense. Go win the game. Don't sit around and punt the ball or settle for 3 in a big spot. I'm cool with the aggressiveness, by and large. 90%+ of the time, I like the decisions he's made. I don't want to see some wholesale change, even if the defense is better, even if the kicker is more reliable. I still want him to be aggressive on those fourth and shorts and give his offense every chance to win these games. Ticket Texter says, biggest reason they don't win the Super Bowl is depth. Injuries happen. I don't think they have a good caliber depth at a lot of spots.
Defense, I mean, I just mentioned it. I don't know that there's a huge drop-off, which means you don't have necessarily the superstar up front. And this is not talking about Aiden Hutchinson. I don't think there's anybody that replaces him on the edge. But DJ Reader or Levi Onwuzurike or Josh Pascal or Lee McNeil. Like, again, I don't think, is there a drop? Sure. Not a huge one. Offensive line-wise, now you've got yourself a problem.
No doubt about it. Texas says the biggest reason that they don't is because they're the Lions. It's real cute you guys think that they're actually good.
Come on.
Those ticket texters are still out there, and I've never understood it. That's not, I mean, it's...
They because, think last year was a fluke, to a degree.
Okay, but we spent our entire life saying they can't, and then they just won a division, they won a playoff game, a home playoff game at that, then made it 2 playoff games. You can't do it? They did do, like, I mean, the idea is you can't use that anymore.
They did it once. And that was the question about, you know, Michigan beating Ohio State in 21. Okay, they did it once. Then they had to go down to Columbus. When you do that, now all of a sudden it opens your eyes and it makes you believe. If you can repeat something, then people will believe. If you've done it once, hey, that was cute. That was fun. It was exciting. But you have to be able to back it up with another season of similar or better quality.
We'll get right to the phones, more of your ticket texts, and I'll give you mine. The biggest reason they win the Super Bowl, biggest reason they don't. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.